Welcome to another Outside the Box, looking for a system that works for everyone. Today's topic is Democracy 101. The Occupy movement, celebrating its fifth anniversary this month, was special. No list of demands. No leaders. A very open and accessible democratic process. The 99% came together. It was a huge threat to the 1%. So the governments and those in power, with help from police, got scared and closed down the Occupy camps. But Occupy showed the world new ways to work together, different kinds of organizing, and forms of direct democracy not previously experienced. 5 years later, the spirit of the Occupy movement continues. Its messages have stayed with us. What were some of Occupy's special contributions? Everyone had a say. Decisions during what were called general assemblies in the camps and open to all group meetings were made by consensus. It was often messy, since few had been trained in this unique method. One or two holdouts could frustrate a large majority. Sometimes the holdouts were proven right, sometimes not. Direct democracy in the flesh, warts and all. One focus for many Occupy groups was economic inequality. The U.S. is one of the largest divisions between rich and poor in the world. The last time the gap was so large was in the 1920s, just before the Great Depression. The 2008 economic collapse wiped out many who were already on the edge financially, but wealthy people weathered the storm with little harm. There was usually no list of demands or a laundry list of grievances. Instead, Occupy groups simply tried to turn the camps into models of the world as residents would wish it to be. They didn't want small reforms or pie-in-the-sky ideas. Everything had to be different from the norm, but also implementable. Communications were very horizontal. No sound system? No problem. The so-called people's microphone, a group of listeners close to the speakers, would simply repeat loudly whatever a speaker was saying. It made for brief, to-the-point presentations. The media, not used to this strange animal, unwittingly helped to spread the ideas of the Occupy movement around the country and the world. It hasn't usually been an accomplice for such radical ideas, but this was an exception. Occupiers thought the current political system was too far gone to be rescued. The camps tried to ignore what seemed to be a bankrupt political process and just be autonomous, demonstrating by example. A new society can come out of the shell of the old one, borrowing from ideas as diverse as ancient Greece and indigenous communities. The Occupy movement was pretty diverse. Low-income and working-class people, some people of color, youth, some from the middle class, and older progressives and political lefties came together with a few sympathetic 1%ers. It was a coalition that will not easily be created again. Occupy was nonviolent social anarchy in the best sense of the term, where people ruled over themselves and offered mutual aid to others as needed. According to the occupiers, there are alternatives to capitalism, to majority rule, to leaders and followers, to power politics. Just look at how we organized ourselves, they said. There are remnants of Occupy in movements today, such as those opposing globalization of the economy, Black Lives Matter, and groups opposing climate disruption. What did you think of the Occupy movement and the occupations when they were functioning 5 years ago? Did they influence any of your ideas about the world? I'm Larry Danziger. Looking forward to the Occupy gathering in Pierce Park in Bangor, Maine, 10 a.m. on September 17th.